Hey there, Curious Minds, and welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we've got something pretty interesting on the table. It's titled Excerpts from Chevrolet Trucks, Work and Play Supremacy. And what really jumps out, I think, is how the core question, the thing we're digging into, is basically in the title.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Why Chevrolet trucks are the best for work and play.
Exactly. That phrase alone, it sets such a specific focus, doesn't it? Really aims to communicate a core value proposition almost instantly.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly compelling because it doesn't just describe, it declares best for work and play. That's a powerful piece of positioning right there.
Positioning, yeah.
It tries to plant an idea straight away.
Yeah.
You know, this thing, this truck, it handles both sides of your life. Your job, your downtime.
Work and play.
Yeah, it not just handles them, but is the best at both. It sets this immediate expectation of, well, versatility, top performance across the board.
Okay, so that's our mission then for this deep dive. We're not really here to, you know, rattle off towing capacities or anything. The source doesn't even give us that.
No detail.
No. Instead, we want to explore the significance of making such a bold statement, such a definitive claim.
What it means.
Right. What does it imply for you, the listener, when you encounter something like that, when you're trying to quickly figure out what something's about, its value, especially if the details aren't all there yet?
Well, it's kind of a shortcut, isn't it?
How so?
You could connect it to cognitive heuristics. Basically, the mental shortcuts our brains take. You see best for work and play and ping, your brain flags it.
Mm-hmm.
Quality. Versatile.
Saves you digging through specs right away.
Exactly. Saves cognitive effort. And it's pure aspirational marketing, too. It's not just, here's a truck. It's, here's the tool for excelling everywhere. Job site, weekend getaway, you name it.
But claiming supremacy, I mean, that's a strong word. Does that carry some risk? Like, setting the bar too high, maybe? Or making people skeptical?
Oh, that's a really critical point. Yeah. While it's powerful, a claim that bold just invites people to challenge it, to scrutinize it intensely.
Mm.
And if the actual experience doesn't match that best label in both areas, well, that can backfire big time. Disappointment, maybe even losing trust.
Does best can mean different things too, right?
Absolutely. What's best for work, maybe it's sheer payload, but best for play might be, I don't know, a smooth ride, comfort on a long trip.
Totally different priorities sometimes.
Exactly. So the claim's power is its broad appeal, hitting both work and play needs. But the challenge is living up to all those potentially different definitions of best that people have in their heads.
Interesting. So it actually kind of forces us, the audience, to think about what best even means for us personally,
mm-hmm.
even while the title is trying to tell us the answer up front. That's quite clever.
It is. It shakes perception while prompting introspection.
So wrapping this up a bit, we've really explored just how potent a concise bold claim like best for work and play can be, how it shapes perception, sets the bar, even without laying out all the evidence immediately.
Yeah, it shows how a few well-chosen words can telegraph purpose and, well, supposed superiority.
Even when you still need to go find out the specifics for yourself.
Definitely. And that leads to maybe a final thought for you listening.
Okay.
When you encounter a really strong statement, like something claiming to be the best for X and Y, like work and play, what questions pop into your head first? What makes you pause?
Hmm.
And what specific proof, what characteristics would you personally need to see or experience to actually believe such a bold claim?
That's a great question. It really pushes you to think critically about those big, bold statements we see everywhere. How do you evaluate them? What underpins those assertions for you?
Something to chew on.
Definitely something to chew on. Thanks for diving deep with us today.